Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 58th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. Another Arabian night, Arabian nights, like Arabian days, more open than not, our hunters than hope in a lot of good ways. Arabian nights, with Arabian moons. This week's episode is titled The Demon's Quest. Part 2! Original air date, May 4th, 1993. So this is a continuation of last week's episode, The Demon Quest Part 1. The title card is nothing. Once again, we just get the letters floating on screen before the scene begins. We start off with a recap of last week, which if you remember, was Ra's al Ghul going nuts after being dipped into the Lazarus Pit and carrying Talia above his head about to throw her into the pit. We start with Ra's still holding up Talia, and okay, yeah, at this point, if you haven't thrown her, then you're not going to do it. You're just telegraphing the move way too much. Ra's ring psychology is way off. Ubu tells Batman that he has to save Talia. The pit can resurrect the dead, but will kill any healthy person. And Batman is just like, yeah, whatever. I'm not kidding. Just listen.
We must stop him. The chemicals can revive the dying, but will kill a healthy person.
I get it.
I mean, he seems very annoyed by this whole situation. Batman uses a lasso to tie up Ra's and save Talia. Batman tells Talia to get behind him, and she gets all uppity, and she's all angry, and she's like, I can handle this myself. And I should use a more accurate Talia accent. She's like, I can handle this myself. That's exactly what she sounds like. I believe that's actually a clip from the cartoon. So, you mean just like you handled it yourself, like 2 minutes ago, that got you into that situation that Batman just saved you from? Ra's walks menacingly towards them, and Talia slaps him. This causes Ra's to snap out of his murderous rage. So, if you ever have somebody who's just so... they're blind with anger. They're in a murderous frenzy. Be sure to slap them. That'll get them out of their trance. Talia and Ra's explain to Batman that the Lazarus Pit can rejuvenate the body, but will leave a person temporarily insane. They explain that no person can use it infinitely, and so Ra's offers Batman the chance to marry Talia. Wait, what? What the hell? Wasn't Ra's just offering Batman to, like, take his spot as the leader of his clan or whatever the hell it is? Is it a clan? Is it a crew? Is it a convoy? Didn't Ra's just offer Batman a chance to take over his convoy? No one said anything about marriage. Batman declines the offer, and Ra's decides to kill Batman and Robin. Okay, that's a little extreme, but sure. He says that they know too much and they must be killed. Talia is shocked that Ra's would destroy their home. But Ra's says that they will head to their desert stronghold, so don't even worry about it. Ra's presses a self-destruct button and the mountain starts collapsing in on itself. The mountain is crumbling, but Batman and Robin use the rope that was used to lure Ra's into the Lazarus Pit to escape. They escape, and they see Ra's fly off in his plane. Batman says that Ra's must be stopped before he can enact his plan to destroy humanity so the Earth can be green again. Wait, what the hell? Where did this come from? Yeah, sure, Ra's mentioned something about... humans must be forced to respect the Earth, and I am capable of forcing them, or whatever he said. But now all of a sudden there's a plan to destroy the Earth that's going to take place. This just came out of nowhere. I mean, they never established it, I guess. Batman asks Robin if there was anything he overheard while he was captured. And Robin says that the word Orpheus was mentioned several times. Are you sure you weren't hearing the word orifice, Robin, because you might have been in more trouble than you thought if that was the case. We are now in Wayne Industries in Nepal, where Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson are finding out about Orpheus. It is a satellite that was put into orbit a year before, and it circles the Sahara Desert. Bruce then pulls out some Hollywood computer magic and figures out exactly where in the desert Ra's al Ghul is. Oh, whatever. Computers can do a lot of stuff, but they're not just magic. The satellite is... I can see it circulating over this area in the desert. That must be Ra's coordinates. The desert's a big place. We cut to Robin flying a plane to the location. Fly, Robin, fly. And Bruce jumps off with a parachute, and he runs into a caravan? Convoy? I don't know what a group of people traveling by camels is called. Anyway, the last guy on the convoy is falling asleep, but he gets woken up by Comedy Relief Camel. He thinks that he sees something in the shadows, but he doesn't. Oh wait, he does. Batman knocks him off his camel, takes his clothes and supplies, and leaves him to die in the desert. Luckily, the guy in the camel in the front never turned around. Batman is now dressed in desert Batman gear, like with a turban and a robe. Now the guy in the front camel finally turns around, and he says, "Hey Jim, you look bigger. Have you been working out? I also like the masked look you have going." No, that doesn't happen. He just sees a guy who's clearly Batman in a robe, and he says nothing. The camel convoy gets to a huge castle on top of a mountain in the middle of the desert. Oh, come on, seriously, no one could spot this? You could probably see this out from space. The convoy meets with Ubu, and Ubu tells them to get to their places. And then Batman jumps off and runs into an alley. Ubu notices this because he's not blind. Batman does this right in front of him. But when Ubu looks into the alley, Batman is gone. I do not see how this happened. I like Batman. I like the things he does. But Ubu was literally right behind him when Batman ran into the alley. There is no way Batman could have disappeared without Ubu seeing how he did it. Oh, and then Ubu's like, "Oh, well, nothing suspicious here. Just a pile of clothes." Batman tries to break into the control room but gets attacked by Ubu. So Ubu and Batman have a fight, where Batman is just sick of Ubu's crap and he beats the holy hell out of him. But then six other guys arrive and it takes all seven of them to take down Batman. Ra's and Talia appear to see what the commotion is all about. He's like, "Oh, what is all this commotion happening here?" That's the Ra's al Ghul accent that they use in this cartoon. It's kind of weird, but that's what it sounds like. Ubu says he caught someone spying. And Ra's wants to see who this person is. Someone so foolish or so brave. Wait, what? You guys still don't know it's Batman? You know, the guy who looks exactly like Batman but with a robe and a turban? This isn't even a disguise. This is like the desert Batman action figure. Ra's removes the turban and everyone is shocked that it's Batman. Oh, who would have thought? Ra's wants Batman to stick around to see his plan go through. He removes Batman's belt and tells his guards to search him for weapons. This, for some reason, causes them to remove Batman's cape and rip off his shirt. And dude, we need to see more of Beefcake Batman. He looks awesome like this. He's shirtless, he just has his mask and he looks cool. Ra's goes into full Bond villain mode and explains his entire plan.
"The material of the pit is an unknown chemical stew that bubbles to the Earth's surface only at certain key places. Even now, my people are placing bombs, such as that one, over the various Lazarus pits around the world. These bombs are electronically linked to a private satellite already in Earth orbit."
"Orpheus."
"Precisely. And at the moment when Sun and Moon are in proper alignment to cause the greatest upheaval in Earth's geomagnetic field, I shall send a signal to that satellite beginning a countdown. 5 minutes thereafter, one bomb will be lowered deep into the heart of each pit. The satellite will in turn relay a microwave signal that will detonate all the bombs simultaneously. The multiple explosions will result in a global chain reaction. All the Lazarus pits throughout the world will overflow. The globe will be saturated with their chemical solution. And when the resultant cataclysm has abated, there will come a blessed peace. And this poor, defiled planet shall find itself restored to its former pristine glory.
Cripes on Friday, I had to edit that. He goes on forever with his stupid plan. As a matter of fact, he's still going.
But that will cost countless lives.
Actually, Detective, we have counted. 2,056,986,000. A most impressive plan, would you not agree?
Batman tells Raj that he is out of his mind and Ubu kicks Batman to the floor. Batman is about to get beat up, but Raj stops it. He wants Batman to be alive during his plan, because then he will be able to stop it, I guess. Batman is taken to a tower to be imprisoned, but before he leaves, Talia wants to kiss him. They make out for like 10 minutes, and then Batman is taken into a cell and shackled. Batman pulls out a lockpick from his mouth, because he, the master of unlocking, I guess. So Talia slipped it into his mouth while they made out for like 10 minutes. Or they were giving each other... It's so weird, because if you see the lockpick, it's not just like a little like metal pin, like a hairpin, a bobby pin. It's actually like this sharp thing. It looks more like a fish hook. So were they giving each other hickeys with the fish hook in their mouth? So, hey, I don't know, man. Maybe that's something that feels good. I've never tried it. So remember, kiddos, if you have a partner that you could tongue wrestle with, try putting a fish hook in your mouth and then doing that. Let me know how it goes, because I don't have anybody to share any passionate moments with. The guard is hanging. I'm sorry, the guard's not hanging. The guard is bragging about Batman not being tough, and then Batman gives him permanent brain damage by slamming his head against the metal bar and knocking him out. Doesn't kill him. He just leaves him paralyzed for life, I'm sure. Raj is giving a speech to his men, and Talia is trying to convince Raj not to go through with this. The countdown is started, and there's 5 minutes left, because of course it couldn't just be one of those buttons where you press it and then it just happens. Batman knocks out a guard, and he sees the room with all the weapons, the convoy room, I think it's called, the armory? I don't know what a room full of explosives and weapons is called. Anyway, Batman takes some grenades from the thug he killed, and he throws them into the convoy room. The room explodes and kills dozens. Then rockets are literally flying around and exploding the buildings and killing people. Not an exaggeration. Ubu sees Batman heading to the controls of the satellite, and he wraps him up with a whip. Ubu pulls out a sword and he's about to behead Batman, but Batman uses the whip to toss Ubu into some metal wheels and knock him out. Raj challenges Batman to a sword duel, and Batman accepts. Raj and Batman actually have a kick-ass sword fight up the stairs heading to the Lazarus Pit as Talia looks on. The timer is running out, and there's 30 seconds left. Raj is ready for both of them to die, but Batman has different plans. Batman throws his sword and it misses Raj's head, but Batman was actually aiming for the satellite. Sure he was. Yeah, that just happened to be good luck. The satellite explodes because the sword hit it. Because that's how satellites are made to last. So this causes the satellite out in space to power down and crash, probably killing a small village of people where it landed. Raj lounges at Batman, but he falls into the pit. Raj uses his sword by... He stabbed his sword into the wall, letting him hang on. Batman tries to save him, but Raj claims... He tells Batman he should enjoy his victory, and Raj lets go and falls into the Lazarus pit. The pit bubbles over, killing Raj. Talia then runs over and starts crying because her dad just died and her home was destroyed. Thanks, Batman. Again. We fade to the desert where Beefcake Batman and Hottie Talia are talking as Robin shows up in his plane.
You must understand, beloved. I share my father's vision and seek the same ends, but I do not choose his means to those ends.
I know.
What's to become of me, then? Am I to be your prisoner?
Batman and Talia make out for 10 minutes again with some heavy petting this time as the sun sets behind them. Batman and Robin fly out as Robin wonders if this is really the last we've seen of Ra's al Ghul. We cut to the Lazarus pit as we see a hand rise out of the pit and we hear a familiar evil laugh as we fade to black. The end. Alright, I like that episode. I know I made fun of it and teased it a bit, but I really like this episode. It's weird because the whole story of the first episode was Ra's testing Batman so that Batman could become the heir to his throne. But then all of a sudden in the second part, he just has this cockamamie plan out of nowhere to destroy the Earth. This is, I think, the biggest plan Batman has foiled up to date in this series. Like, actually saving the whole world. Usually, plans are, like, local crooks or crime organizations or citywide at the most. But this time, he actually literally saved humankind. So, thanks, Batman. And, I don't know, I like this episode. I don't really have many notes on it. I couldn't really find that many notes on it. I wanted to give you a character history on Ra's al Ghul and Talia al Ghul, but I think I'll be doing that at a later time. When I do another review that's a bit more appropriate. Yes, I know this is the first full episode of Ra's we've had. Two-parter nonetheless. But I think there is going to come a time when I will do a review that's more fitting to give you a history of the character.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, this is the Batcave Archives. This is the point of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode number 58. So amongst 58 episodes, where would I rank this one? Let's start by looking where the last episode ranked. And that was The Demon's Quest Part 1. And I don't remember where I ranked it, so that's great. I do this part live. I don't take notes on it. That's why it's a little more weird. Okay. The Demon's Quest Part 1 is actually at number 20. This part I think is just as enjoyable as the other one. The other one had more story, more drama. But this one has a lot of action and it's just really cool to see Batman in a whole new element. The music, the pacing of it, the acting, everything reminds me of like the old school movie, something like Lawrence of Arabia. Or something like that. If you're like a fan of the Prince of Persia video games, it reminds me a lot of that. So I think it's just like a really cool setting for the character that's new. I feel that it's completely different from the first part. So it does stand on its own. I know a lot of the two-parters suffer from either having all the storytelling and great stuff in the first one, and the second stuff is just action, 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 and it's pointless, or the other way around, where they rush through the first episode to try to get to the good stuff in the second episode. This actually really felt like it was two separate episodes, and I think I'm going to rank this episode right below the first part. So our new number 21 will be The Demon's Quest Part 2. Alright everybody, I think that's going to be it for the show this week. I don't really have any extra notes or any activities happening at the moment, but as soon as I do, I will keep you updated on them. So everybody, thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are... Convoy. Yeah, I mean, Batman.
Got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA.
Now, you want to back off them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
'Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your...